Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It is the Crystal Frost Show with Colleen Wares, filling in for Crystal Frost. And we are so happy to be with you today on this Wednesday. It is the 19th of September, and it's starting to feel a little bit more like September. And like we do every Wednesday, we have Bonnie Contozzi in the studio with us from the Travel Authority. And they have the name Travel Authority for a reason. And it is because you are the Travel Authority. Thanks for being here, Bonnie. And
on so many of our bucket list, okay, for people who really, really want to go. And with our next guest, sit back, listen, because we're going to hear a little bit more about why go, where go, and how go as well. So let me read a short bio for our next guest.
Okay.
Okay. Brendan Halcom is a 15-year veteran of the cruise industry. He's worked with a broad range of the industry's leading cruise lines. But during 11 years of working on board, he spent 3 years cruising the southeastern coastline of Alaska.
3 years.
3 years. And for the last 4 years, he's been working with the interior of Alaska. From coastal towns to scenic cruising and interior destinations, Brendan has worked for over 7 years to promote the breathtaking destination that is Alaska. So with that said, I am going to bring on the expert who's going to mention to us a few things. And we're going to be representing Celebrity Cruises on this because that is who he does so much for on this as well. So Brendan Halcom, welcome to our Travel Talk Show.
Awesome. I appreciate you giving me a little time to talk to all of your listeners about Celebrity Alaska Cruise Tours.
That was quite an introduction. So 3 years you spent investigating Alaska.
I worked on board mm-hmm. cruise ships for 11 years.
Right.
One of those careers that you just kind of fall into. While you work on board, of course, you get to go to many fabulous destinations. And one of those fabulous destinations, and probably the most fabulous destination in my estimation, is Alaska. And on board, you spend, anywhere from around 5 to 7 months working on board at any given time. So I did a number of contracts in Alaska, 5 to 7 months at a time. And if I kind of stick those together, that would kind of comprise about 3.5 years or so that I spent solidly just cruising up and down the southeastern coastline of Alaska. And that could have been Vancouver to Seward, or Seward down to Vancouver, Seattle round trip, Vancouver round trip. Coming from San Francisco, there's really a number of opportunities for embarkation, debarkation ports, but the destination itself is always exceptional.
So to say that you are an authority when it comes to Alaska would be certainly accurate, maybe even an understatement. I mean, if someone comes to you and would like to take maybe a first trip to Alaska, you can point them in the right direction for just about anything.
Well, it depends who you talk to. You talk to my wife, I'm not an authority on anything. But anyone else in this space, then yeah, I've spent some time there. You know, I think like any of these situations, right, it's always great to speak to the people who've been there, who've done it. They'll have different mm-hmm. opinions. They'll have different thoughts on what you should do, what you shouldn't do. I've certainly got mine. It's a big space. Encourage people to kind of, look into it, explore it. There's so much there to find out about, but always love to talk about my perspective and what I think people should be doing.
Well, Brendan, you and I spoke briefly before this, and I've been up to Alaska about 9 times, and it's a passion that I have as well. So with all that experience you had, there's a reason why they made you the sales and marketing manager of the cruise tours as well. So let's talk about, when we talk about the cruise tour instead of a cruise, let's explain to our listeners who maybe have not had that incredible opportunity, why would you do a cruise tour?
Well, a cruise tour, and let's start off with what a cruise tour is.
Mm-hmm.
A cruise tour is a combination of two things, which is a seven-night northbound or southbound cruise sailing from Vancouver up to Seward or Seward down to Vancouver. And that's combined with a 2 to 6 night land tour into the interior of Alaska. To create cruise tour, it's a package product. So overall, that experience would be 9 to 13 nights dependent on what your listeners would want to do. So it's a really extensive experience in Alaska. I mean, why do it? Do the cruise tour because it is so much more than just the cruise. Now, the cruise is fabulous. That
yes.
should be said.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has the time. Not everybody has the money to be able to do a cruise tour. But recognize that if you have the opportunity to go to Alaska, you should go to Alaska. If time and money maybe limit that to be a cruise, do the cruise. It's amazing. But if the opportunity arises for you to be able to do the cruise tour, it's great to understand what a cruise tour is and why you should do it. The southeastern coastline of Alaska, as amazing as it is, and it is amazing, Juneau, fabulous for whale watching when the whales migrate down from Hawaii in the spring. Really rare to not go out on whale watching trips from maybe Juneau, Ketchikan, particularly Icy Strait Point, and not have the opportunity to see whales. Not uncommon to see bubble feeding within the humpback whales, such a rare experience, but so wonderful to be able to see it. As you go up to Ketchikan, the misty fjords, the 1,000-foot cliffs, the Smoky Mountains, absolutely breathtaking. The narrow-gauge rail experience in Skagway takes you up through the peaks and the valleys that the miners took in the late 1800s to get to the Yukon goldfields. It's beautiful. There's amazing wildlife. It's a fabulous, fabulous destination. It will take your breath away. But the coastline of Alaska is less than 6% or so of what Alaska has to offer. There is so much more as you go to the interior of Alaska. There's a different feeling. There's a different experience in the interior of Alaska. Denali National Park that your listeners may have heard of, 6 million acres of pristine and wild land. That's in the interior of Alaska. Denali, the mountain, is in the interior of Alaska. Fabulous destinations such as Talkeetna and Alyeska that will take your breath away are in the interior of Alaska. Fairbanks is as well. So if you're going to go to Alaska, and of course many folks are going to be flying from Central, East Coast, you're talking probably 8 to 10 hours depending on connections to get to Seattle or Vancouver, the question is, what is the best experience going to be overall? And the answer to that question is the best experience is to combine a cruise and a land tour into the interior of Alaska. And Celebrity Cruise Tours have been doing this for nearly 20 years. We're very proud of the experiences that we put out there.
Well, what makes Celebrity Cruise Tours so unique?
Well, so the cruise tour industry, if I can call it that, there's a lot of cruise lines in this space. Who offer cruise tours. It's something that we've all been doing for a long, long time. The industry standard is what's called a repped experience. Basically, what that means is that in each destination that you go to, and bear in mind you're in the interior of Alaska now, so you've got off the ships, so you're staying in hotels, you're within transportation day-to-day, going from one destination to the other. That's the process. It's a big, big place, the interior of Alaska. You have to travel to get to the places that you want to see. You have to overnight to get to the places that you want to see. The industry standard is what's called a repped experience. This basically means that a client would go to a destination to be met by a representative who would check their paperwork and assist them with what they need to do. And then, for example, when they come down in the morning, there'd be a new representative, and they get on board a motor coach, and the driver would serve double duty as the driver and the narrator as they go to the destination, and there'd be a new representative, and so on. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with it. There's really nothing wrong with it. It's just not what we do.
Right.
When a Celebrity Cruises guest flies into the interior of Alaska, they're met by one person, which is their dedicated local tour guide. And that dedicated local tour guide introduces them to their dedicated motor coach driver. And their dedicated motor coach driver shows them this dedicated motor coach that is going to be for their group, average of 44 persons, for the duration of the land tour. It's a fully escorted experience from beginning to end on dedicated motor coach transportation and, of course, and they have the wonderful rail experience as well. It's a fully escorted experience.
So as
we really feel that that's a great way to experience it, and that's why we don't do a Alaska cruise tours any other way.
As a guest, you have to worry about just about nothing, I would say.
That would be true.
You bring your suitcase, and the rest is just laid out in front of you to enjoy.
It's seamless.
Yes.
It's seamless. And that's, you know, it's seamless. So we use the finest properties available in the interior of Alaska. Really important to recognize what the interior of Alaska is. It's not New York City. There's not a Four Seasons in every destination that you go to. We use the finest properties that are available in destinations like Alyeska. Oh, my word. A fabulous luxury resort, heated saltwater swimming pools that look out over the Chugach mountain range. As you go to other destinations like Denali, accommodations are a little bit more limited. The properties were built to support a national park system, so they're not as luxurious as other areas of Alaska. We use the finest properties available selected for culture and quality and location. Something I love to tell people is that the Big Five of Alaska, which is the moose, the bears, the moose, the wilderness, the that double espresso is getting to me. The bears, the moose, the Dall sheep, and the
Sometimes the wolves. Sometimes we have the opportunity to see the wolves.
Yes,
it's rare, but I've had that opportunity as well. To do that, you're not just going in.
The sixth of the Big Five is the people.
Yes.
That's what the Alaskans like to tell everyone. We're the sixth of the Big Five of wildlife. So being accessible to those locations, to having those personal experiences with the people of Alaska, it's so important to have a great Alaskan experience.
Well, and Brandon, you said it so well. It's always about people. No matter where we go in the world, we immerse ourselves. And the people of Alaska are so proud of their heritage. And you get to see the
yes,
past, present, and almost like the future as you go through all these incredible areas. And you mentioned utilizing properties. I can tell you that the back patio of the Talkeetna Alaskan Lodge is an incredible experience.
Right.
It is the closest view you are ever going to get to see Denali full face. And I have to tell you, I've been in the 30 percentile a couple times where you really are 30% of people see it all out of without clouds on it. It is breathtaking. And there is nothing about the fact that you might be seeing a bear roaming around too. I mean, you are there in a world you just got to feel it. And when people say to me, well, you know, what's the type of style, clothing, what do I think? Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's layer look, it's comfortable, it's everything, and it's the type of trip that you want to do, you know, and it is amazing.
Right. There's a reason why there's more duct tape sold in Alaska than anywhere else in the U.S. People sticking their clothes back together. It's a pretty casual destination. And you're right about the people, and I think when you recognize you have to be a certain type of person to move to Alaska.
A hardy person.
Particularly a certain type of person to move to Fairbanks, where it can be 100 degrees in the summertime with 23 to 24 hours of sunlight, and where it can be minus 30 with almost complete darkness in the wintertime. That's a really particular type of person that wants to live there.
Absolutely.
So it's so interesting, you know, to be around that and to be around those communities, and then to learn about how those communities came about and what they needed to do to be there. One of my favorite things to do, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to do this, but one of my favorite things to do is in Fairbanks, there's a place called the Salmon Bake, which is, you know, a kind of a salmon bake affair, as one would might expect in Alaska. Pretty good. But in the Salmon Bake, which is in a destination which is called Prospectors Park, there is a musical theater, which is kind of set old style, as if it's kind of turn of the century, right?
Yes.
And it's called the Golden Harp Midnight Review Show. And there was a guy who lived in Fairbanks he's passed away now, called Jim Buss, who used to write this musical theater about Fairbanks, and then they put it on at this place called the Golden Harp Midnight Review Show. Well, now they do this show, which is kind of musical comedy theater on the founding of Fairbanks all the way through to the modern day. It's very Fairbanksian, if I can say that. Very proud, tongue-in-cheek, but great heart for their destination, very typical of Fairbanks. I'm not a big musical theater guy, but I love it. It's very atypical of Fairbanks.
Well, you know what's another great area to go to is when you stop in Icy Strait Point, and that's where I've seen incredible whale watching. In fact, they were all calving and coming up together at one point in time right in front of our boat. But there is, you get the opportunity to get off at Icy Strait, which has the longest, I believe, the zip line in the country, if I'm not mistaken, the last time I checked. But you also get to go into Hoonah if you want. Hoonah is, and there's a lot of Alaska television shows out there these days. You know, people are going off the grid, people are going, you know, doing things. And Hoonah is a real town. But Hoonah is a place that very early on, years back, in one of my first trips, we found a little place to eat. It was called The Office. And The Office was just this basic little hole-in-the-wall type of, you know, restaurant, little bar area. Locals, incredible there. And they had the most delicious pots going with the crabs. They were throwing in all the crabs that you could possibly eat. They were, you know, they were being caught, freshly caught. So we enjoyed that. And every year that I've been back, we would go. Well, it's to the point now that they've had to add on and add on a whole section because they've become famous. And I have the phone number for The Office. And so before our clients leave in that time of the year, I'll call and ask them, do you have the crabs going, knowing that when they're going to be in. So we have this relationship where we just check in and say, hey, and they go, we had great pots yesterday. We're going to have them tomorrow. So that's the type of destination Alaska is. But I want you to tell us the Alaska destination less traveled that you particularly enjoy. Now, what's that inter thing for you?
Well, I think kind of when you look at the Alaska cruiser market, and I've mentioned this a little bit before, and it's not, I wouldn't say less traveled, but it's a little bit before. When people are looking at Alaska cruiser, they tend very much to focus on south of Denali. Folks want to get to Denali.
Mm-hmm.
Denali is the big driving interest that kind of puts people a lot of time in the interior of Alaska as part of a cruise tour. I mentioned Fairbanks, and I love Fairbanks, and you know, when you look at it, and I'm going to get into the little bit of a business side of it, when you look at the business side of it, there's a lot less people going to Fairbanks as part of their cruise tour than not going to Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a well kind of message talked about destination as much as the other parts of Alaska. And I love Fairbanks for a couple of the reasons that I spoke about, but also because if you go kind of later in the season, last couple cruise tours of the season, Fairbanks really does give a good opportunity to experience some northern lights, which is a kind of a one-of-a-kind, breathtaking experience. The northern lights are always there in Alaska, but of course when you have 23, 24 hours of sunlight, you don't get to see them. So as you go a little bit later on in the season, it darkens, that opportunity occurs in order to potentially experience that, and it really is breathtaking. The people there are wonderful. I love to find out about how places came about, and a couple of the experiences in Fairbanks, particularly the riverboat discovery.
Yes.
It's run by a family called the Binkley family. They've been in Fairbanks for over 100 years, and it's just a fabulous cruise along the Chena River on a stern wheel boat, traveling down the Chena River, and you visit an Athabascan Indian village. And these Athabascan Indians kind of talk about life and show you skinning animals and, or not skinning the animals, but the furs and what they do to create the furs, and the kennels and so on. And it's just a very kind of, it's a fabulous experience. So there are some great opportunities in the interior of Alaska for less traveled.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you can go to Kantishna, which is in the very heart of Denali National Park. Mm-hmm. Right at the end of the road that travels 92 miles down, very rare opportunity to spend some overnights there. Very few people get the opportunity to go to Kantishna. And then if it's really something amazing that your listeners are looking for, I would tell them to kind of take a look at Katmai National Park.
Mm-hmm.
In Katmai National Park, there are elevated wooden platforms that sit over a destination that's called Brooks Falls. What happens in the prime salmon time, so when the salmon are spawning and swimming upstream, bears descend on Brooks Falls in order to hunt these salmon. And it is unobstructed, amazing, breathtaking, as close as you're going to get, making sure that you come home, bare viewing experiences. It is very,
it's one,
very
it's
cool.
The best. I mean, it's an incredible experience for sure. And this is the time of the year, Brendan, and for all of our listeners to be, if you want to go to Alaska, you need to be making those reservations now, for sure. We've had people months ago doing the same thing. Because the cruise tours, the popularity, and especially with celebrity cruises, really are they fill. And there's some varieties to choose from, and that's what we enjoy doing, because when someone comes in and they go, okay, Colleen, because Colleen, who's sitting here, has probably a book that's like a bucket list of destinations.
You know it. Yeah, that's true.
So we talk about, hey, that's on my bucket list. We were thinking about going.
It's taking me a really long time to work through this bucket list.
Yeah, it really is. So it's not, it's, you know.
But let's say people have been listening to this, right, and they're thinking, you know, I really need to do this sooner rather than later. How do they begin the process of planning?
Easily. Just come in and talk to us or call us. Call us at the Travel Authority. You know, we have our office in Traverse City, our office in Gaylord, and all actually around the country. But our main thing is we really want to get you what you're looking for, and our staff is highly trained, and especially with the product, with Celebrity as well. And we just want to take care of you, but we know how important it is to do it now.
Definitely.
Because we know the availability and how well it sells. And it's, don't wait, because there's so much to do. I mean, if you're an active traveler, or if you've got a multi-generational, I mean, it's an amazing amount of people are going to Alaska.
Check that off your
Check it off
list.
Your list, because it's the great way to do it.
And your phone number, Bonnie, if someone would like to give you a call and start arranging this?
They can give us a call, 231-947-0880, or they can just go online and look for thetravelauthority.com. We'll pull up right there, and or they can call me.
And that is the Travel Authority speaking right there. Bonnie Pintozzi, thanks for being here. Brendan Halcombe from Celebrity Cruises. I could talk all day. We'll have to have you back on the
you
show
bet
again
we will.
Sometime to go through some of these things that I saw on your website. While you were talking, I saw some itineraries that were absolutely mind-blowing.